A day late, a dollar short, but here you go.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, or good night, whatever time of dimension that you are in. This is your host, Chris. Welcome to Interstellar Frequency.
So am I. At least I tried to be. This is one of those weeks, man, that is really, really intense and crazy. Like, getting the kids ready for school. And, you know, they started school this week and everything like that. And trying to get everything situated and making sure that they're going to their classes and stuff. It's really something. The coolest thing, really, this time around for me was I actually got to be there for all three of the little ones, you know, going to school. And I get to be there for the big one, going to high school. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And this is really, really nice. This is a great experience. This is something that I never got to do because I was always working all the time, trying to pay the bills, trying to make ends meet, trying to make it work. And for once in my lifetime, I'm actually able to be there on the first day of school while the kids come back off of summer, and I get to go meet their teacher and meet, you know, their classrooms and their other friends and stuff, and how they're all excited about seeing their friends from coming back from summer. And this year alone was really, really special to be able to actually go on the first day of school where all the parents got to walk their kids into school for the first day and go to the classroom and meet the teachers and everything for the first time and watch the kids just like say their name all nice and shy. What's your name?
Bonnie.
All shy as could be. I remember those days. Yeah, now it's like, I don't know, not so shy too much more anymore. I guess there's a certain point anymore where you just stop being shy, I guess. I don't know. I haven't quite figured that out. Really? Got a cat over here that won't leave me alone. So yeah, this is a back to school again, once again. I know I did a recording about back to school. And here I am doing another one. And it's special. It's nice. It's nice to be a part of that and see my kiddos all excited about going to school. Going back to school, per se. And, you know, all of them almost fighting over, you know,
Daddy, come to
come to my class, come to my class. Okay, well, we're going to go one, then two, then three, then four. We'll take it one at a time. And we did, and that was really, really cute and adorable, you know. And I think they're more excited about being back at school than actually being at home anymore. You know, I mean, there's only so much you could do at home. And it's like, okay, I want to go to school now because there's a playground I can play on. You know, I mean, I can't even really think. I mean, as a kid, when I was a kid, I was excited about going back to school too. Minus, absolutely, absolutely. Takeaway, minus, subtract, the idea of doing homework and, you know, the other schoolwork and everything involved with school. It's like, no, I don't want to do that. I want to play. I want to have fun. You know, can you imagine, right? Can you imagine if there was a school that you could go to school and have nothing but fun in an activity of doing something? I remember this once. I remember. I had a class that I got to partake in that I wish a lot of my other classes were like that. Some of them were, not all of them, but, you know, like woodshop. Oh, God, yeah. I'd be down for that every day. And that was like going to work. It was awesome, right? That was in high school. But in, like, elementary school, I remember playing Carmen Sandiego. And where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? And playing Jeopardy in class that pertained to our subject of whatever we were studying back then. And, oh my God, there was, like, so much more learned behind the interaction of doing something fun while learning at the same time. Can you imagine if we had a way, just hear me out, if we had a way, right, where we could turn around, put the kiddos on the playground, and be like, okay, you know, give me 2 + 2, and then they tell you what 2 + 2 is, right? And then it's like, okay, you get to slide down the slide, let's go, come on, do it fast, you know, or whatever. And yeah, you know, it may be a little rowdy and everything like that, but at the same time, you know, they're burning off energy and learning at the same time, right? So it's amazing with the idea that some of the technology that we have today with computers, they're implementing computer games of learning for the kiddos to keep them engaged and interactive because of the short attention span, right? And it works out really well, and it works great. Now, only if we could do that in a way where we do that continuously throughout, like, high school and, you know, junior high. Oh, my God. Can you imagine much more paying attention we would do if we actually had, like, positive reinforcement behind learning a subject or something? And it's like, okay, you're going to do this many jumping jacks or something. I don't know. Maybe you did it wrong, you get punished, then you really wouldn't want to do it or something. I don't know. But that would be cool. An interactive learning curve situation, you know? I'd sign up for that. Big time. I don't know. It's the thought that occurred to me, you know, with the kiddos. And what amazing type of summer it's been for them. I mean, we had a lot of fun doing a lot of things, and we didn't really get to do much traveling. That's okay, though. You know, the kiddos had fun, and that's all that really matters, as long as they got to actually have fun before they started back at school. And it's nice to see that they're excited to be with their peers. You know, yeah, there are things out there in school that are far different teaching than it was back when I was a kid, you know, and it's a sad loss that, you know, a lot of the kids don't get to explore the creativity, right, of storytelling, for example, and they don't get to experience the same type of experiences that we experience as us that are adults that may have experienced these. And now it almost seems like they're more forced into a way of learning things that are way more, I don't know, workforce related, I guess. I don't really know, you know. But I do know that, like, when I was in math back in the day and I ended up taking algebra, I had to take algebra, and did it like all 4 years in high school. Algebra for me was very, very extremely hard, especially when they started, like, I barely just learned numbers and really started figuring out numbers, and then they wanted to bring in freaking letters with it. It's like, oh my God, are you kidding me? And then come to find out, well, the letter was only the placeholder. You know, it's like, wait, why do we have to hold a placeholder? Why can't we just put a number there instead of a placeholder? This doesn't make sense. Just put a number there. Why do you have to put a placeholder? Well, because that number could be any number, which is, I guess, why they put letters. This letter equals that number, and this number equals that letter, whatever. And never realizing that years go by, I go and become a truck driver, driving a semi, and learning all this stuff and everything. And it's like, oh, okay. Well, geometry, this is different, right? Because when you get into the semi and you start moving the semi around, you got like 74 feet of whatever you've got to maneuver it in a way to get into whatever dock you're trying to get into or back up to pick up machinery or whatever it may be, right? And I discovered that I like geometry. You know, it's kind of different and interesting to me. And I realized that I was actually really, really good with it. A lot better than most, you know. And then I guess it became repetition and pattern over time that you just, it's like riding a bike and you never forget. And yeah, that's really, really interesting. Now to go ahead and switch gears on you guys here. So I had a very interesting thing happen to me and my wife. And so let me explain. We ended up getting, you know, our money in our bank account and everything like that. And this has never, as far as I can remember, this has never happened to me before. And nor has it really ever happened to my wife. Yeah, I mean, never. And it's really unique, you know, in a way. So I'll explain this. So what happens is that we get our money and our rent is due soon. So we go to, you know, go pay our rent, or we're getting ready to go pay our rent, right? And my wife checks the bank account and the money's not there. It's like, what happened to the money? Who has taken the money? Who has taken the key? No, who has taken my money? You know, who's got my money? And so we're sitting there freaking out, trying to figure out what's going on. Why is the money gone? Like, I didn't buy anything. You didn't buy anything. What happened? So we ended up turning around and contacting the bank and everything and making a report, letting them know what happened, that there was fraud on the account. There was somebody bought some stuff from Walmart out in Arkansas or something like that. Excuse me. And so they're like, okay, well, you know, it's going to take a couple days to go through the process. You know, go ahead and file a police report. Da, da, da. Okay. So we do that. You know, deputy sheriff shows up in the middle of the night, talk to him and everything like that. File a police report. Tell him what happened. How, you know, this happened, that happened, da, da, da. This is what we found, da, da, da. And they give us a report number. So next day we call in and tell them, hey, here's what we got for you guys. Here's a report. Oh, we don't need that. Wait a minute. I'm sorry? Oh, we don't need that. Okay, I think I'm hearing you correctly. Are you telling me you don't need the police report after what we just filed? No. We just wanted to make sure. So go, you know, it's fine. You go ahead and keep the DR number. We don't need that.
what the hell is what I'm thinking. Like, why did I just waste my time and the deputy's time for nothing when you don't even need the police report when you guys told me to file a police report in the first place? What the hell is that about?
You know, I don't know. Whatever. None. But all in all, after all this happens, they're like, okay, you know, they go walk us through the process of the thing.
It's going to be a couple days, you know, for investigation to go through. And once they do, and da-da-da, well, you'll be refunded your money and da-da-da.
Okay. Thank you, I guess.
Oh, yeah, this happens all the time.
Wait, I'm sorry?
Oh, yes, this happens all the time.
Okay, well, you know, there was a purchase at this time. This is the police report. I mean, surely you guys have some type of data behind the fact that, you know, this is the transaction that took place at this time when my wife and I were at home and we were nowhere in Arkansas or anything like that. Like, what the hell? And they're like,
yeah, you know, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. We'll get to it.
I'm like, okay. Thank you. And that was that, right? So long story short, things had happened. We got a phone call that morning. We were originally going to go pay rent with the money that we had that we no longer have. And that's not what happened. So we get a phone call saying, hey, you know, they're giving free backpacks out over at, you know, the resource center, da-da-da. It's like, really? Awesome. We could use backpacks for the kids. They, you know, they've got last year's backpacks and they're kind of almost falling apart. It'd be good to get, right? So we get all excited and we haul, you know, haul ass over there and go, you know, as fast as we could, warp speed, you know, Mr. Sulu situation here. And I get over there and I maneuver traffic. I go around the block, get in line, and boom, there we are. And then we get up to the front line and they're like, I'm sorry, we're out of backpacks, but do you want some food? And it's like, sure, I'll take some food gladly off your hands. We could use it, you know. Food's good. Never say no to food, you know. Especially when you're kind of like down on your luck at the moment and money that was there was gone and everything. So, yeah, we'll take the food. Okay, here you go. Have a good day. Thank you. Bye. And, you know, we go about doing our stuff. And then we ran back home. We ended up dropping off our food at the house. And we had something that we had to do. We had somewhere else we had to go at that moment in time. And I don't ask me what day. I remember it was one of these days. I'm not sure exactly what day. Just one of them. And it was sometime this week. I know it was prior to the kids being in school. I know that. So, at which point, as we are on our way, and we stop off at the gas station to put some gas in the car, you know, benzene. Gotta put some benzene in the car. I'm contemplating in the back of my mind, like, why? Why is this happening to us? Like, this doesn't just happen. Like, what's going on? And then I started backtracking the steps and places of things that have taken place and you know, the causality of cause and effect and all of that. And it dawned on me that if the things that happened at that moment in time didn't happen, then we wouldn't have been able to try to get over and get backpacks. And then I would have never met the individual at the store. I know this sounds like astronomically or coincidence and really crazy. Well, in my world, looking through my eyes, nothing is crazy. Everything is possible. At least what I'm experiencing in day-to-day life of what I'm living. And there's this man outside the gas station where I live. I pull up and I go inside real quick and I can see he's kind of like, he has a dog with him. It's hot, like 100 gazillion degrees outside. I mean, it's hot. And his dog is with him and he's got a little water bottle, like a canteen kind of water bottle. Not a canteen, but it was a water bottle flask type, clear see-through. So you could see it's water, you know. And this guy is just hot. his dog is panting really hard and everything. And I'm like, man, that sucks. I hope he's all right. I don't say anything. I just leave him alone. I put gas in the car, and I'm telling the wife, I'm like, oh, my God, can you believe what the gas prices are? Oh, my God, it's like $5.18 for gas. How are we going to make it in this world when they keep gouging the prices of us living in California?
We got to fix the road somehow. Well, I don't know.
Anyhow. And,
oh, wait, I need to go to electric. But then again, going to electric, they're starting to tax the guys on the electric side, so I'm not sure I want to go to electric.
Anyways, side note, the guy walks up. And as he walks up to the car, I'm talking to the wife, windows are down, no air conditioning unit in the car. You know, we're roughing it, man. We're roughing it. And it's like, yeah, it's summertime. Enjoy the heat while it's here because it's going to get freaking cold when it starts. And I could see him walk up and I'm complaining about the gas to the wife. And as I'm complaining about the gas to the wife, he's like kind of pacing back and forth like, damn, I don't want to ask them. Full family of kids and everything and da da da. And I can only imagine what was probably going through his head, right? He's like down his luck, not wanting to ask or take from me or anything like that. And at the moment in time, I had food money, you know. And he says to me, as I walked back into the store, because my wife and the kiddos, I was going to go inside and get him some water. And I'm walking back, and he's like,
hey, man, can you spare some change?
I said, you know what, brother, I totally would if I had cash on me. I don't have cash. I'll tell you what, I get you something from inside the store if you want something. What do you want? Are you hungry? Want something to drink?
He goes, dude, can you give me a Dr. Pepper?
I'm like, yeah, man. No problem. And I'm, you know, the old religious Dr. Pepper drinker, you know? I mean, still to this day, I still love Dr. Pepper. I don't drink it as much. I drink my tea now more than anything, but I really love my Dr. Pepper when I can get my hands on it. I try not to, because it's bad. At least they say it's bad for you. But anyways, I'm like, yeah, I'll go in there and I'll get you something to drink. So I go get him a water bottle. And I get him a big jug of water for his dog, like a freaking gallon of water. I get him Dr. Pepper. And I realize, I come back out and I give it to him. And I realize, it's like, here, man. This is for your dog and you. I mean, maybe you guys can share some water or something because it's hotter than hell out of here. Here's that. Here's a liter of Dr. Pepper. You can go ahead and enjoy that. And he's like,
oh, my God, man. Thank you so much. That's awesome.
I'm like, no problem. No, don't worry about it. No sweat.
He's like, really? You know?
I go, dude, it's cool. All right? Just
turn around and help someone when they ask you for help. When they ask you for help in a time of need, as long as they ask you for help, can you help me? Help them out.
Help them out, help them out, help them out, help them out.
You know, just turn around and give them a lending hand, and it's not going to kill you to help them.
I didn't say that, you know, exactly to him. He's like, I just told him, you know, help them when they ask for help. And he goes,
yeah, I always do, every single time.
I'm like, all right, cool. That's what makes this world go around, you know? It's us helping one another, keeping this planet going. Now, mind you, at this present moment in time, I start to realize that everything in the circumstance of events that have taken place, if they did not happen the way they did to us, I wouldn't have been able to meet that individual at that moment in time to help him and give him what he required or request. You know, what is it my right to turn around and tell him, no, I have it, I'll give it to him, right? And long as I'm not, you know, hurting my family and the means of doing so, but I was able to spare food for him, so I will, well, I say spare food, it's something he's consuming. Water and liquid. So, you know, It's kind of what we need on the, you know, the planet, water. So it's not going to kill me to help him. Why would I tell him no when I have an abundant? In the back of my mind, I'm sitting there thinking, yeah, if I don't help the guy, man, what the hell else is going to happen to me? I already got my money stolen from me. What else do I need? No, I didn't go that route. I went the route of, yeah, I'll help you out, man. And then it dawned on me. It was like, oh, shit. I got it. Everything has happened is because of the circumstance or events to be at that moment in time, in that specific space and time and dimension, to be able to give this man help when he asked for it, especially from me. Now, I don't know if that may sound egotistical or something like that, and I don't really care if it does sound egotistical or not. It's just the circumstance of the fact that the facts of that have taken place. So at which point I realized how that all happened. And I started to think to myself, well, wait a minute.
If this was truly what was to take place, and I was to be at the specific moment in time to do this specific task at hand, and I am to provide in a way that I can, then I'm going to be 100% okay. And there's nothing wrong with what happened to me with my money, because my money is going to be returned to me. Regardless, it's going to be returned to me, but it's going to return to me when I need it most.
And I'll be damned, man. It did. It freaking did. It returned back to me when I needed it the most. My rent was due. Monday comes along. It's the day prior to getting the kids, you know, shoes. The shoes are falling off their feet and everything like that. We're looking like, I don't know. If you want to judge a book by its covers, we're looking not so good in a shape, right? And the kids are wearing the shoes out, clean through on their soles and everything, and the back of the shoe is talking as my daughter's walking and sitting there talking to her. It's like a clack, 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 clack. She's, like she's wearing flip-flops, and it's not because the sole is ripped off the bottom because of glue. And things are not made like they were long ago, where things actually lasted and were meant to last. It's not like it used to be. You know, it's just how quick can we put it together and let's make some money on it versus quality over quantity. Now it's quantity over quality. Anyhow, I'm sitting there trying to, you know, get going, and Monday comes along and we're freaking out like, God, I gotta get the shoes. So I head over to my pop's house with the kiddos and everything like that. And it's like, hey, we're gonna go see Grandma and Grandpa. Let's go over there and see them. So we do that. And we have a visit and it's fun. We play dominoes and have a blast. The kids are having a blast. They're having fun. And I kind of asked my dad and my mom about it. I'm like, hey, you know, do you guys know of any churches or anything like that are donating some shoes and some clothing or anything like that? Oh, yeah, yeah. Our church does that. Oh, cool. You know, you think we might be able to go by there? And they're like, it's a little too late now. We can't really do that. And it's like, damn. Okay. She goes, well, we can go back tomorrow. You know, well, I can't do that. Tomorrow's too late. Kids are going to be in school, so that's not going to work. And they're like, oh, okay. Well, let us know. And so I kind of was like, wow, that sucks. I was hoping I might be able to take them over to the church or something like that and get them some shoes. And it didn't happen. Well, the most strangest thing happened behind that. As we leave, and it's like, you know, we were there for about an hour, almost 2 hours. And they're like, you guys are leaving? It's like, yeah, I gotta go. They're like, why? And I go, I gotta go get the kids some shoes. And they're like, well, where are you gonna get shoes at? I said, I don't know. I'll figure it out. Somewhere it's gonna happen. I gotta get shoes. And they're like, oh, okay. So I go to leave. And the next thing that happens is I'm driving in the car and we're heading back home. And my daughter asked me, she says,
Daddy, are we going to be able to get new shoes?
I said, I don't know, honey. It doesn't seem like the universe is going to allow you to get new shoes. She's like,
why?
I go, well, you guys aren't really taking care of your stuff. So if you guys take care of better care of your stuff, you know, you may actually be able to get your stuff replaced when you need it. You need to start appreciating what you have and be happy with what you have. Because, if it was up to me and I had the cash and the money, I'd go get you guys shoes. But I don't have it, honey. I'm broke. There's nothing there. And my son, without missing a beat, just blew my mind. Blew my mind.
Daddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Do you have money? You have money in your wallet.
I'm like, I do? And.
Yeah. You have money inside your wallet.
I'm like, I start thinking to myself, right? I start sitting there going, okay, wait, I did put my wallet down. Did my pops, like, sneak money into my wallet or something? Like, when I went to the bathroom, he, you know, did he do something that I didn't know? Like, because my dad does stuff like that. He does weird stuff where he just, like, shh. Like, what the hell? And then I'll find it later or something. I'm like, what the hell? Anyways, so I start thinking, I'm believing my son. Like, he's like, yeah, there's money in your wallet. And I'm thinking physical money, right? Well, that's not what he was talking about. Not at all. He was talking about money. So I'm looking in my wallet. I'm like, no, there's no money in here, Bubba. And he goes,
yeah, you have money.
I'm like, okay. Well, we'll go back home and talk with Mama. Maybe that's true. We'll see. That's what I tell him. And we get back to the house. And I walk in, talk with the wife. She goes, what happened? And I told her what happened. Same thing I told you guys. And I sit there and I go, hey, honey, have you checked the bank account at all? She goes, no, why? I go, well, go ahead and check the bank account. Because now I'm believing what my kid just told me on the way home. Like, I'm 100% believing that the money that we need to pay the rent and, you know, spend $50 on shoes is there. I say spend $50 on shoes. That's not one pair of shoes. That's three pairs of shoes at, like, $9.99. No more than $12.50, right? And where in the world today are you going to be able to get shoes, brand new shoes, for $12.50? Good luck. And if you do get any, they're going to be not shoe shoes. They're going to be like summer shoes that are really, really thin shoes. They're not shoes that are like the big, you know, nice Nike shoes or whatever. They're just shoes that are very, very thin. And if wintertime comes, their feet are going to be freezing cold. That's okay. That's winter. I'll deal with that later. I'm not going to worry about that right now. I'm more concerned about right here, right now. So she checks the account, and all of a sudden she's like, huh! And when she did that, I knew right then and there that the money was there, that we got the money returned to us. And it was like, she goes, look. I look at it, I'm like, all right, grab your stuff, let's go. We gotta go right now before somebody else steals it that we don't need, or something happens, you know, just God forbid something happens. I was over-exaggerating with her. I was just like, let's go. Let's get in the car. Get in the car. It's like, we got to go. We got to get out of here. And I'm freaking out. Like, we got to hit the bank. We got to get our money. We got to get our stuff. Let's go now. We got to get our rent money and pay our rent. You know, the rent is due on the next day. And so we do. We take off. And she's like, I can't believe it. And I'm like, what do you mean you can't believe it? And she's like, I just can't believe that actually happened. That, you know, we got our money back. And I'm like, honey, you know, things happen for a reason. And you don't really realize what happens for the reason until after the reason of the fact that it happened. And then you go, aha, that's why it happened. Why am I going to sit up here, get all upset and be mad that the money's gone? out of the bank account because of a thief or a theft or a crod fraud or whatever you want to... Crod fraud? Fraud? That's a new one. Crod fraud. A card fraud had happened. And, you know, I can't do anything about it. Why am I going to get all upset? There ain't no reason. That's a waste of energy and time in my book. Just roll with the punches and see what happens next. You know, maybe something else will come of it. And I'll be damned, it did. We were able to get our rent money. We were able to pay our rent. How do I, you know, you ask how? How did this happen? Or, you know, how is this possible? I don't know. I can't explain it. All I know is I could just keep doing the actions and do it, and it happens. You know, if you were to ask, well, how are you going to pay the bills now? I don't know. It just happens. It keeps happening. And it sucks, but it happens. And, you know, maybe someday I might get lucky enough to hit the lotto, or maybe someday something happens and there's an abundance. But the way I already look at it is like, wait a minute, there already is abundance. Because everything I need, when I need it, and how I need it, and when the bill needs to be paid, it's paid. How? I don't know. It's paid. It just keeps happening over and over and over again. And it's just the most amazing thing. And I've come to realize that what I need to do is continue to keep doing what I'm doing. Why? Because it's freaking working.
It's working.
I mean, if it wasn't working and I'm losing my house, I'm losing my stuff, and I'm losing everything in my world, then obviously maybe it's time to change things. But that's not what's happening. Every time I try to go forward and move into doing something with trucking, or I try to move forward into doing something of a job, I've got this big intuition telling me, no, you're not doing that. And that starts to scare the shit out of me. Because, I mean, I have plenty of episodes here in this 55 episodes that I've produced. You go back and listen to them about intuition and listening to divine intuition within your heart. This one is so damn large and so damn strong, it literally scares the shit out of me. And I say that because I almost think that I may not be here if I do. That's the feeling I get, that I'm going to end up going in the truck and I may never come back. It's scary. And it's like, okay, well, I guess I'm not, that book is closed. And, you know, depending on what happens of circumstances and events, right now, all I am to be right here.
Right now.
Until next time.
interstellar frequency. End of transmission.